Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Sue and I have talked about this. Usually on the weekends, I kind of get away from the news and I try not to pay attention. This was not one of those weekends because not only was the Riley Gaines and Simone Biles feud pretty hot and heavy on Friday night, on Saturday, I noticed a really, really good piece. It might have been Sunday morning from Bachyangar Sargon, who's a regular here on the show. And it, I think, better than anything, explained the Elon Trump bromance crashing and burning. And she's with us tonight. How are you, Batya? Thanks for jumping on here with me. That was a great piece and really answered a lot of questions, I think, that people had about why that happened and when it happened.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark. Thank you for your kind words. It's so funny because, like, over the past few years, I've gotten a lot of, let's say, anger from the right when I criticize Elon Musk or point out certain things about him that make him a very odd bedfellow for the MAGA movement, or the ways in which, you know, the tech bro rights interests are not only not aligned with those of MAGA, but actually at cross purposes. So it was very gratifying to suddenly have people saying, oh, maybe this younger Sargon woman is onto something.
Yeah, and I think a lot of us knew going in that things probably would not end well. But there's really a complicated web of reasons that you highlighted. And some of it was, you know, using sources that the New York Times had or Axios, because it wasn't just that, you know, the EV mandate was at play or that they weren't getting along or whatever the fact may be. There was a security briefing that involved China. There were other things, if you believe the reporting, that kind of played into this. And to a certain extent, it really pissed off President Trump, didn't it?
You know, it's interesting. So, yeah, the moments that were reported out were the New York Times reported, and then, you know, I heard this, you know, from sources as well, that, you know, the president's view of Elon Musk really started to shift after Musk tried to basically sneak into a meeting at the Pentagon that had a PowerPoint presentation about war plans with China, if God forbid it came to that. And when President Trump heard that Musk was planning to attend this meeting, he actually, you know, used the F word. He said, what the F is Elon doing there? Make sure he does not go. He has business interests in China. So the president was very aware of the potential conflict of interest. And, the, you know, he used to say a lot about Elon Musk when they were at the height of their closeness. Elon has never asked me for anything. And I think that was the first moment where the president sort of thought, well, maybe he is trying to get something out of this relationship. And those conflicts started to pile up. So Musk was very insistent that the FAA use Starlink, which, you know, obviously there's no problem with Starlink putting in its name as a bid for that contract. But the idea that that relationship would be established due to Elon Musk's proximity to power, that's not good. That is literally the definition of a conflict of interest. He then tried to undermine the deal that the president was pushing in Abu Dhabi between Sam Altman's OpenAI company and the UAE to establish the biggest AI factory outside of the United States. And Elon Musk was privately telling the UAE, This deal will never go through if you don't include my AI company, his AI company being xAI, which is much less popular than OpenAI, which he had actually started with Sam Altman before this feud between them began. So he started really trying to undermine things. There was reporting that he was on drugs. The president, you know, is very, very grossed out by alcoholism and drug use and so forth. And I think all of these things really piled up to make the president realize that these potential conflicts of interest were actually, like, significant. And so he sort of started to hold Elon Musk at arm's length and then decided not to renew his, not really contract, but appointment. And then Elon Musk got very angry about that. And that's when he started lashing out.
So you had, there was definitely a buildup because we saw CBS was doing this interview with Musk. They leaked one of the clips, but you did have this kind of chummy Oval Office send off where Elon was saying nice things, but then it got really nasty. And Trump is sitting with the German chancellor. I think this was on Thursday, right? And he was being, you know, I said at the time, it's kind of ironic because we used to criticize Trump, and I certainly did, for being sophomoric and not being, the word is presidential. A lot of people said, we don't want presidential. We want things to get done. And by the way, I completely understand that. But when he sat there and he was asked questions about Elon, I thought he was pretty, you know, pretty responsible with his responses, if that makes any sense. But by that afternoon, Elon's up there and this got nasty. There were people saying, they know what they're doing. They're just doing this so Elon can get in good graces with the left. But he essentially called for his impeachment. He starts making the Jeffrey Epstein, acknowledgments, or at least just kind of trying to connect the two. So it got really, really ugly. But then it kind of stopped too, didn't it?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, you know, the president really has been, you know, since the explosion, quite contained in his response to Musk, very uncharacteristically. And my take about that is that he feels sorry for Elon Musk. I think that, I mean, to me, that Oval Office scene where the president was sending him off and he was sitting behind his desk and Elon Musk was standing there with a black eye. He couldn't stand still. I mean, to me, like, I he looked like a tweaker, Mark. I don't know. Like, it was so unbecoming and sad. And I you could really see, I think, the president, like, kind of keeping his distance. And so from my point of view, like, it seems to me like Trump just feels sorry for him at this point, but there's no going back. Like, you don't, when somebody calls you a pedophile, I cannot believe that Elon Musk did that he, you know, was so, and honestly, again, suggests that he's not, like, it, you know, in full capacity of his faculties. And I think that he regretted it almost immediately because he deleted all of those tweets.
Oh, I didn't know that. But he had, like, deleted some of those.
He deleted the Epstein tweets, but, you know, he really has been trying to have it both ways, like masquerade as this free speech person and, you know, this America first person, when at the end of the day, his paymaster is China. He's totally indebted to the CCP. His entire supply chain is there. He wants more H-1B visas. He called American workers a slur, which I will not repeat. because he prefers foreign workers and he hates tariffs. So on foreign policy, on domestic policy, and on immigration, he is completely at odds with the MAGA movement and with President Trump's agenda. And so I think it really was, I think Trump really felt grateful for the money, and he wanted to give him something to do to feel important. And then when it also, though, again, it turned out that he was kind of lying about DOGE and how many cuts they were finding. There was a fight with Scott Bessent where he basically almost came to blows. And I think at that moment, it was really over for him.
I thought I saw, and I'm looking at his feed right now, a lot of it right now is just about Teslas, which that's obviously maybe one of the reasons he got back and doing this, because his company was losing money. But it appeared to me when I looked at the strings yesterday that he was somewhat supporting the crackdown on illegal migrants in Los Angeles. Was that not the case, or do you know?
Yes. He did do that. Yes, he retweeted the vice president, J.D. Vance, you know, in a positive way with two American flag emojis. Like, it feels like he's trying to like subtly signal that he wants back into the president's good graces. But, you know, I don't think that that's likely to happen very soon.
No.
Like he, from his point of view, you know, the I think the feud is over, but I think the president was really let down.
Okay, I know you, and it's very difficult to remove all of the other things that fall under this umbrella, but let me just focus on the one thing that there are people maybe on the right that are still upset about, and that's the big, beautiful bill. Because what kind of got this going was he tweeted a week ago, I think it was maybe a week ago today, "I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it." So he was really pissed off about that. My position has been, look, I think on that, I get Rand Paul. I get Senator Johnson right now. I understand fiscal responsibility. I'm also frustrated that they won't be honest about the entitlements, et cetera. But there's a practicality to the process, sadly, in Washington. And then there's your emotion saying, wait a second, why can't you cut all this spending? Two things can be true at the same time, I suppose, is what I'm saying.
First of all, I think the OMB has already admitted that they estimate that the tariffs will bring in around $3 trillion in the next 10 years, and yet they did not include that in their estimate of how much this budget will raise the budget. So that's something I really don't understand. Why were they allowed to just get away with that? Like, why is everybody just taking for granted that it will be raising the deficit when we're not actually taking into account the revenue that's being generated right now, billions of dollars every day from these tariffs, which, by the way, the world is suddenly like very grateful to be paying because it came down from 50% to 10%. So from that point of view, I think, you know, like we really need to be thinking long and hard about whether to be taking these estimates seriously. Second point would be, you know, there's a great way to generate more revenue. It's unbelievably popular with vast majorities of Republican, Democrat, and independent voters, and it is to raise taxes on the wealthiest Americans. They will not notice their tax going up from 37% to 39%. They just will not. And the idea that this should be the last thing the Republicans hang on to, when every other thing they've realized that they are the party of the working men and women of this country. Like, I just think this is such a waste of time. Raise the taxes, generate that revenue. We've got the tariffs coming in. You know, and I just don't understand why that's not the go-to move. The truth is, Mark, there is some fraud in the entitlements programs, but there's a lot less than anybody wants to admit on the right. I mean, get rid of all that, all the fraud, all the waste, all the abuse, get rid of it. Kick those 2 million able-bodied men off of Medicare unless they want to work. I totally support all of that. But it's just not going to add up to that much. There's a lot of people in this country who are not defrauding the system and need to be on those entitlement programs. And the party that's the party of the working class should acknowledge that.
Yeah, and they should acknowledge that, you know, these entitlements need to be reformed so there's enough for the rest of the Americans and like my daughter and grandchild in the future. By the way, you also were on, I just got to close with this because, man, the Megyn Kelly, Jake Tapper podcast, and you were part of that same podcast. That was quite something, wasn't it?
That was really quite something. Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's insane. It's just that whole book was basically an alibi for the Democratic Party and the leftist elites because it blames like five people for the lie that the people telling us to blame those five people were actually perpetrating. Like, the whole thing was just ridiculous. Yeah.
Megan did a great job, though, and you've been doing a great job calling some of this out. Bacha, always great to have you on. I really appreciate it. You have a great week, okay?
God bless, Mark. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, take care. Audio cut of the day closes out the show. Coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.